Dokora, who was giving evidence on the National Schools Pledge in Parliament today, told the Education Parliamentary Committee that there was wide consultation before the pledge was implemented.
I have approximately 8,600 schools and some 4.2 million school children. We expect that with effect from 3 May, this is what they are doing.
He said the National Schools Pledge, which is part of the ongoing curriculum reform in the country, is meant to build in learners a sense of commitment to national values, dignity, respect for national heritage, and a sense of stewardship over national resources.
We have not done that which has not been done by other nations. We are simply coming on board when other nations have had these pledges already as they develop their young generations.
He said the National Schools Pledge was derived from the preamble of the Constitution, which lawmakers passed 3 years ago. But lawmakers said, while it may be a noble idea, the outcry was largely because parents felt they had not been consulted. Lawmaker Trevor Sarwaka of the Movement for Democratic Change Formation of Morgan Tsvangirai asked the minister if he could consider amending it to include remembering those who died during the Kukurawundi era.
There's been a major outcry over the introduction and the imposition of the National Pledge. Would you consider taking this matter for a referendum so that you get the buy-in from the generality of Zimbabwe that indeed this is the way they want to take? This is not a small matter in that it seems to affect on the core beliefs, the families.
But Dokora said there was nothing more he could say as the matter is still being handled by the country's courts.
In fact, that was the second honorable member who asked, sought the inclusion of the Kukurawundi aspect and then the imposition of the Christian beliefs. I want also to say, honorable chair, that the matter has also been set down for termination at the constitutional court. So I would not express myself beyond what I've just done.
Asked why the pledge is not being performed by lawmakers and civil servants, if it was that important, Dokora said it was up to them to recite it. He said his ministry would be launching a competition for translating the National Schools Pledge in the country's national languages, including sign language. Dokora dispelled reports that the ministry was introducing uniforms for teachers and banning Scripture Union in schools, saying it was all not true. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chipera.